Well, MS is a chronic disease of the central nervous system, and it affects the brain and spinal cord in people with MS. At the moment, we know of at least 6,000 people in Ireland who have MS, and most people get diagnosed with MS between the ages of 20 and 40, which is obviously a very, very important time of their lives. They might just be finishing college and starting a career or even starting a family. So for someone to be diagnosed with MS can be very, very debilitating to them.
So what kind of support do you offer?
Well, head office is based in Ballsbridge in Dublin, and we offer a counselling service. We have a helpline that's manned from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, with counsellors who are on that and provide information to people can ring up on a free phone number, especially people who've just been newly diagnosed. We also provide information in the form of booklets and fact sheets and our website as well. And around the country, we have 41 branches nationwide where we have fundraising going on throughout those branches. As well as that, we have people who can call out to somebody who has MS, and maybe if they need something changed in their house or they're looking for information, we have those 41 branches around the country that are available as well.
Now, if somebody's worried about their own symptoms, what would those symptoms be, are likely to be?
Well, if someone has any of the following symptoms, it might not necessarily mean that they have MS, so they need to obviously go to their GP straight away. But symptoms of MS can be anything from fatigue or severe tiredness to possibly blurred vision or problems with their speech or perhaps walking or, like I said, tiredness, as well as they can have pins and needles in their limbs, their arms or their legs. MS affects the brain and the central nervous system, and affects the nerves. So anything that's to do with the brain sending messages to different parts of the body can be affected through MS.
Mm-hmm. But obviously they should check out with their GP rather than just go to the website.
Exactly, definitely. I mean, you know, various diseases have similar symptoms to people with MS, so we would always advise people to either contact the society or go directly to their GP and get a full checkup.
Now, in order to provide the various services, you have to fundraise, and you're coming up to one of your major events. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, that's right. The society is part funded by the state, the government, and part funded by fundraising. So we have a very important team of fundraisers in head office, and one of the most important fundraising events is coming up very, very shortly, and it's called the MS Readathon. And it's a sponsored read that takes place throughout schools and homes right throughout Ireland. It's starting up on the 13th of October and runs until the 13th of November. It is the most important, I suppose, fundraiser for the society, as it raises so much money. Last year we raised over 1.5 million.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Yes. Just out from reading.
Exactly, just from people and children all over the country reading books for us and going around to their friends and family and asking them to sponsor them for every book that they read.
Mm-hmm. And where did the idea come from?
Well, the idea was thought up about 19 years ago, and we did some research in the society and found out that this readathon is actually run in Canada through the MS Society in Canada, as well as the one in Australia. So we naturally did some research and realized that this was a very important fundraiser and raised a lot of money, and it also encouraged kids to get back to reading. Mm-hmm. So that's really where the idea came from.
Mm-hmm. And do you get support from the schools?
We get huge support from the schools and the teachers, and I always say if it wasn't for the teachers, we'd really be lost, because they're the ones who do a lot of the work and they're the ones who really encourage their children to take part in the readathon. So we always try and thank our teachers as much as possible, but we always need more schools to take part. We were very lucky, about 705 schools took part last year in Ireland, but we're always asking for more schools to take part.
So do you send the information to them, and when will you be doing that?
Yes, we send information. We have a huge database of teachers that we send a letter and an entry form to, and they'll be getting that starting the week of around the 8th of September. So we would ask them all to keep an eye out for that in the schools. And if they don't get an entry form, to get in touch with us at the society, and we can sign them up, or else to go to our website.
And they get reading.
Yeah.
Well, somebody who did get reading, I have here with me now, is Kira. Kira, tell us about last year when you were involved in the readathon. First of all, how much did you raise?
About €200.
And how did you get all that money?
Well, I have 9 aunties and uncles, so it was, I just said, my mum wouldn't let me go around the neighbourhood, but I had to ask them, and they sponsored me like €5 each, and I asked my teacher.
Yeah. And tell us about the books then. How many books did you read?
20.
And was that the average in your class?
Well, my class didn't do it. I picked it up in the library one year and I decided to do it. And then they sent it to me again the next year, which is when I did it in sixth class. And then I raised the two. I went to my teacher and my principal and my, and then I went to my aunties and uncles and I asked them as well.
Mm. Now, it's coming up again this year, but you're going to be going into secondary school. So would you recommend the other children and the other pupils to do it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah. And tell us about the books. Where did you source all the books?
Mostly it came from the library, but some of my, I bought some new books as well for the occasion.
Do you have any favourites?
Well, they were all really good books, so I couldn't really pick one.
But you certainly would recommend the others to do it?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, well listen, best of luck in to both of you in that, and I hope you'll raise lots of money. So how, will we just give the website then and get people to contact you through that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. The website for the readathon is www.msreadathon.ie, or you can call us on 1850 650 950. And if anyone wants to visit the society's website, it's www.ms-society.ie.